Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you very much, Susan. As we've been hearing there, Sinn Féin has announced that its leaders won't attend St. Patrick's Day in the White House next month in protest at US President Donald Trump's plans to permanently expel the population of Gaza. Well, I'm joined now by Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan and spokesperson for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. You're welcome to the programme. This is a really precarious moment, isn't it, in our relationship with the United States? And there is a risk, isn't there, that Sinn Féin's decision could increase the risk of a backlash from Donald Trump for Ireland?
Good morning, Claire. Well, I don't accept the latter point, but I will say that the decision of our party leadership not to attend the event in the White House for St. Patrick's Day this year wasn't taken lightly, as you'll know. Our starting point as a party is always that it is better to engage, to negotiate, to talk things out, even with enemies and amongst the enemies. But sometimes a point is reached where a stand has to be taken. And I think what the Sinn Féin leadership have today have clearly outlined is that the threat by Donald Trump of essentially the mass expulsion, the ethnic cleansing of Palestinian people from their homes, the permanent seizure of Palestinian lands in Gaza, and importantly, the walking away from the two-state solution is such a grave escalation that in all conscience that there is a need for political leaders, as I say, to make a stand. And that's what was outlined by Mary Lou McDonald this morning.
But you could make a stand by engaging with him. You could make a stand by going there and saying it in front of the world to him.
Yes, and well, the difficulty is, and I think people who know the White House event know that the opportunities to actually engage directly with the president at that event and the opportunities for making public remarks at the White House event are exclusively for the Taoiseach of the day. We have in the past engaged in a series of bilateral diplomatic relations with. We have huge bonds right across the American political system and, more importantly, with the Irish diaspora in the United States that have been hugely important to Ireland, to the peace process and to Sinn Féin's ongoing political development, I think it's fair to say. So, as I say, this decision wasn't taken lightly, but it was taken in the reality of what has happened and what has emerged. We have taken the opportunity in previous years, such as last year, to state directly to the Biden administration, for example, that the ongoing supply of weaponry and financial support to the Israeli government at a time when they were in gross violation of international law wasn't acceptable to us. But this is what Donald Trump has done in recent weeks is beyond anything that we've ever seen from a US administration in the past. And therefore, this is the time, in our view, to make a stand.
Well, he has threatened to do that in relation to Gaza. He's also threatened to impose tariffs, which pose a massive risk to our economy. How does this move help that situation and help protect Irish jobs?
And we all recognise the importance of US industry across Ireland, north and south, and it is something that we are very cognisant of. And we do hope that we can have an arrangement that doesn't see a trade war develop, because that's not in the interests of either the United States or Ireland or even Europe more broadly, in our view. This is obviously a period of time where a lot of things will have to be thrashed out and dealt with. And this isn't a suggestion that Sinn Féin as a party or our suggestion that Ireland as a country stop engaging diplomatically with the United States, stop our engagements with organisations such as the American Irish Chamber of Commerce or any other trade body or any other elected representative. This is about saying that we cannot, in this given year, considering the circumstances of Donald Trump's statement, attend a ceremony in the White House while the president is on record as saying that he wants to move further beyond international law, international humanitarian law and the UN Charter than even anything that we've seen up until this point.
Well, how do you think Donald Trump is going to react to this?
Well, who knows? And we know that...
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Who knows? That is the risk that you've taken.
Well, we've taken a position as a political party. As I say, it wasn't taken lightly. We have come under criticism before for engaging with the United States. We've never made any apologies for our starting point, always being that negotiation, that dialogue is best. But we also have always been cognizant that at some point it is important for political leadership to be shown and for stands to be taken. And the threat to international law, we believe, could have implications for small countries like Ireland into the future as well as the dire immediate consequences that are faced by the people of Gaza in particular,
yeah, but this,
and the Middle East more generally.
But Matt, what he said about Gaza, I mean, it is internationally agreed that it is unworkable and unacceptable and unlikely to happen. So to take a stance on this when there's such huge risk to the Irish economy is one that some people might not understand.
Well, the difficulty with the Donald Trump's rhetoric in this regard is that for many years, Israel has been doing what it has been doing, which is flagrantly disregarding international law. And as I say, we've watched genocide essentially unfold before our eyes over the last 14 or 15 months. And we have used the opportunities that have been available to us to urge the American administration to change tack. We know the positive role that they've played in terms of the Irish peace process. We've urged them to play a similar role in the Middle East. Unfortunately, those calls haven't been heeded. But what Donald Trump has said, in essence, is that rather than heeding those calls, he actually intends that his administration will go further in facilitating and supporting Israeli breaches of international law.
But the other,
and as a small, independent, neutral state, we believe that Ireland has an obligation, and not only an obligation, but it is in our essential best interest that we defend international law, the UN Charter, and the international institutions, because it is
those things that provide us protection
and other small countries across the world.
But the government and Micheál Martin, they have said continuously that they would go to the White House and make those points. Are you saying that you don't trust Micheál Martin to go in and say what you feel needs to be said?
And Micheál Martin has made it clear that as Taoiseach he intends to attend the White House, and if he does so, we will be saying that he has an obligation to do all of the things that we've been talking about. Obviously, the first responsibility of any Irish political leader is to defend Irish interests, and we expect Micheál Martin to do that. But we also expect Micheál Martin as Taoiseach to reflect the very strongly held views of the Irish people in respect of the rights of the Palestinians, but also the importance and the impetus of international law, recognising as we do that if international law is put in the dustbin, as it appears the Israeli government is intent and has been for many years, and as it appears that the US administration is facilitating, that has dangerous implications that are economic, social and humanitarian, and to such a degree that it is imperative at this point that people make a stand. And this is Sinn Féin making a stand on our own behalf after much deliberation.
Right. You mentioned economic implications. There could be economic implications for your own party because Sinn Féin, as people will know, you do a lot of fundraising in the United States. How do you think that's going to go down with your own supporters?
Well, I don't think the decision today, quite frankly, will come as a huge surprise to any of our supporters within the United States, because, as I say, we have always used the contacts, the relationships that we have had on stateside to actually articulate the position of the Irish people in respect of the rights of Palestinians, in respect of the right to self-determination, the need for international law to be upheld, and the need for advocacy for a two-state solution. So
this is different, though. This is refusing to go to the White House on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, you had a recent fundraising drive through your United States arm. How much did you raise through that?
I don't have those figures, but I know that we have had a long-standing relationship within the United States. It's important to say that most of the funds that are raised in the United States, or virtually all of the funds, in fact, are actually spent within the United States as part of our ongoing.
So it's obviously important to you. I mean, the Irish Times reported that it was around the 360,000 mark. They reported that about 2 months ago. I mean, you might be writing that off now in the future with this move.
We've never, you know, understated the value that we attach to our relationships in the state, and it isn't a financial value. The value is seen at times such as Brexit, at times such as, you know, crucial moments in the peace process where the intervention of the US administration was critical, to be quite honest about it. And we have been very open about building relationships on all sides of the political divide within the United States. We will continue to do that, but we will also continue to use those relationships that we've built up over many years to advocate what is a core principle, I believe, of the Irish people, and that is that international law means something, and that genocide cannot be tolerated
and you've made that
and
point.
Definitely shouldn't be facilitate.
The other issue, Matt, is you haven't been invited yet. I mean, no one from this country has been invited to any St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Is there a sense of putting the cart before the horse here and causing a hoo-ha when really it mightn't even be an issue?
Well, this isn't about creating a hoo-ha. This is about setting out Sinn Féin's position in respect of the St. Patrick's Day events in the White House and in Washington. It's to give people very clearly an understanding of where we're coming at. I think I've outlined why we came to this decision. I outlined why this wasn't an easy decision.
You did, but I mean, do you accept that you've made things very difficult now for the Taoiseach, for Micheál Martin going in there in or around the 17th of March?
No, Micheál Martin is very clear, as I say, that he is attending the White House events. What we are saying to him is that he needs to use that opportunity in the first instance, as I said, to defend and stand up for Irish interests, but also to be very clear that the Irish people do not and cannot stand over a situation where tens and hundreds of thousands of men, women and children are being brutalised, murdered, killed as a result of weaponry that's supplied to Israel by the United States administration. That should be very clear.
Okay.
And I hope that Micheál Martin as Taoiseach will make those points very forcefully on behalf of the Irish people.
We'll leave it there for now. That's Matt Carthy from Sinn Féin. Thanks for joining us back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.